Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, who both got gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. We wanted to create a supportive family with full transparency by sharing our stories as well as others from the community. We are breaking the stigma of weight loss and weight loss surgery one episode at a time. Hey, guess what, guys? We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
No. So if you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor immediately.
Yes. And that includes diets, surgeries, and exercise. We love you guys, and we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family.
That's right. So be careful and consult your doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find a yoga instructor that is patient, knowledgeable, and affordable.
Look no further than Kate Louise Yoga.
She specializes in yoga for all bodies.
Her primary goal in teaching is to help people heal themselves by tapping into higher consciousness states of love, wisdom, and creativity.
You can also find free gentle yoga classes on her website,
katelouiseyoga.com. Just click the link like you're going to purchase a class to see the link to her Zoom classes.
Welcome back, OSLP family.
Welcome back. Oh my gosh. So excited.
Yes, this is Our Sleeve Life, and this is Mel.
And I'm Kelly.
And this is going to be about happiness.
Happiness. Where do we find it?
What is it?
And how do we get there in the midst of all this craziness?
Yeah.
That is our lives on a daily basis.
Or can you just be happy with what you got?
That is a very valid question.
Right? So that's kind of what this is going to be about is like, I think my happiness changed over time, especially like from being like pre-op to post-op and then the whole journey. Because
your happiness isn't going to be the same as newly post-op.
No.
As it is now or even 2 years ago to now.
Seriously. And I think also what happiness goes along with, I feel like it's more like your identity too.
Correct.
They kind of go hand in hand because you're trying to find who you are within this weight loss.
Yeah, because nobody really knows. I mean, you have a vague idea of who you are and of what you find or define as being happy.
Right.
Right. And I also think that happiness also evolves.
It has to.
So, you know, like we were saying, 2 years ago, your happiness isn't going to be the same as what you find makes you happy now.
Right. And I also had to find, like, what did I really like? Because that goes along with being happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you start looking at a lot of things like, do I even want to do that anymore? Mm-hmm. Like, does that really make me happy?
I feel like if you're questioning that.
Right.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. Yeah.
So I kind of feel like. I don't know. I feel like if you're questioning, does this make me happy?
Mm-hmm.
Do I even like this? Do I even like this guy? Do I even like this music? Like, those are very valid questions. But I feel like if you're asking them, the answer is already there.
No, it's on the wall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that because I was questioning even food. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I know that I eat this every day, but do I genuinely like it?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just doing it just like to fill a void?
Is it just food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, like, I was finding when I was going through the process, like, those protein shakes, I didn't like.
Yeah.
Like, in the very beginning, I wasn't a fan at all because of, like, how often you had to drink them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the smell of them, like, certain ones, like, still make my tummy curl and, like, make me nervous. Every time we try a protein drink, like, I get nervous because I just think about, like, I think it's almost like PTSD.
Oh, probably.
You know, like,
yeah.
For those first couple months, you're just like, oh, I don't even want to think about, like, that again.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think I was on a path because I think protein powders have come a long way.
100%. Yeah. And you have to think mine's 5 years ago.
Yes.
So there wasn't a lot of options back then.
It was like Ensure, Premier, and.
And whatever GNC had.
Yeah.
Like their brand and a couple others.
Like, yeah, but it wasn't like now.
No, like you can go. There's so many different types of protein that you can buy now. It's insane.
And they've started carrying them in like gas stations, like
and
in
grocery
the
stores.
Grocery stores, yep. Like in that front section where you're like, I just need something really quick.
Yeah.
Half the time they never had any protein in there.
No, you'd have to search for it.
And now they're having protein shakes. They're having like little protein boxes. Like, because I think people are now realizing like, along with people being keto, a lot of people are keto, and we are a modified version of keto.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like stores are kind of picking up on that and products are kind of picking
realizing, hey, their consumers actually want this.
Yeah, they want protein.
Well, and we want something quick and easy. Like, that's going to be like, America's so bad at that. Like, where we always are working way more hours than we should. And we're always on the go, moving. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do you get to be healthy with that type of lifestyle and quick, easy items, which is going to be that protein drink, that bar, something.
Yep, exactly.
And yeah, like back then, like I was just like, no. Yeah. But I was just eating it because I had to.
Yeah.
And now like I'm like trying to find foods that I genuinely like because like that's going to go a long way. Because that's, I think, what makes you have legs in this journey is like when you find the real foods that you actually genuinely like. And they can act, and that are actually nutritional for you.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. I also think with finding things that you like, such as food, you're kind of getting an insight on what makes you happy.
Yeah, because you're now listening.
Yes, and you're also looking at things closer.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it be, do I like this protein powder, or is it just fine?
Right.
You know, I think then you start questioning other things that you're doing in your life.
All the things.
All of the things.
Oh, my God, everything.
Well, and I think when big things happen in your life, such as surgery, divorce.
Maybe a little divorce. There.
Maybe a little divorce action over here.
Yeah.
I think you start looking at things a little bit closer where you're saying, okay, what truly does make me happy?
Well, and I was noticing that, like, I wanted to do more things that was outdoors, which meant I had to say yes to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that several times.
Yes.
Is that, like, I can do more, like, we can do more things now.
Yes.
Now that we're smaller people, like, we have access to so many things. Mm-hmm. And I know that that sucks on one side of it, but then it makes sense. It's like, hey, like, they can't make things to fit everybody.
No.
Like, they need to have an average that they can use so that way they can market it. You know, I get it. Like, so, but it's still like the fact that we can go on airplanes, airplane rides, don't have
totally
to buy.
Totally
comfortable. Don't have to buy two seats now. We don't have to have like the extra straps. Like, it makes things a lot easier. Or even just like going on a hike. Like, I can go on hikes now. Mm-hmm. I can do more physical things.
I see where you're going with this. Because in my thought, I was like, where is she going with this? Mm. And then as you're talking, I'm like, so, because I'm seeing it on the flip side now.
Okay.
I say I'm a larger plus size person.
Yeah.
And I have to buy two seats on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point in time, I don't enjoy flying.
Yeah. Which means I don't vacation.
Which, I mean, you're going close to home.
Yep.
Essentially.
Yep.
So once you don't have to do the extender, all of that stuff, then you start thinking, oh, maybe I do like flying.
Yeah.
Maybe I do like traveling. And it was something such as my weight holding me back.
100%.
From liking new things.
Yeah. Because I was restricted.
Yeah.
Because we were all restricted from it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not going to pay extra money. I'm just not going to go.
Exactly.
Like, that's the deal. I don't want to feel like that all the way to on my vacation and back.
No. Why
would
you?
Because now it's not a vacation. It's just like, you're just in dread in another location.
I love that.
Right?
It's in like, dread in another location.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, let's go when we feel good.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I think back to being my top weight. And I was actually just looking through those photos because I was moving other photos of certain people off of my phone.
Right.
And I was looking at my photos and I was just like, God, I was so unhappy.
Yeah.
I dreaded leaving the house because it would take me 3 hours to get ready because I had to take breaks.
Yeah.
So like,
that's exhausting.
I would have to get up and then I would get in the shower and then I'd have to sit for like 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh shit.
To kind of chill. And this is like me sitting in the shower too.
Oh wow.
Like doing all of my hair and everything in the shower, sitting down on the bench.
Yeah.
And then doing my makeup, which would take me twice as long because I would hurt and I would have to take breaks.
Yeah. Which I don't think people think about this part. Like,
no.
People that have autoimmune diseases that have like joint pains and flares, like this is what they're going through.
It takes so much longer to do anything.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking annoying.
I bet.
Like, looking back now, I'm like, I still have joint pain. I still have to take breaks. Like,
right.
I still have to recognize, like, yes, I feel better, but I'm still going to have these issues.
Right.
Like, regardless, it's going to be the rest of my life. So I might as well start dealing with them now.
Absolutely.
And so it would take me so long to get ready. And then by the time I was done getting ready, all I wanted to do was go to sleep.
Oh, that's not.
So then, yeah. So that it's sucks. Not fun. No. So then when you go to like, I remember the, and I know we've, I think we've talked about this before.
Fantasy football.
The fantasy football.
Yeah. I knew. And you look tired as fuck.
I had makeup on. I did my hair.
Yep.
But I was exhausted and I sat there for what, 2 hours or something?
I think even longer.
And I just remember like.
Yeah, it was like an in-person fantasy football draft. Mm-hmm. And so like we're all fucking around talking and whatnot. Yeah. And like, yeah, it took like almost 3 hours, I believe, to get it all done. And I remember being like, I can't believe you're still here because like I could tell you're tired and pain. Mm-hmm. I was like, Jesus Christ.
And I was on pain meds.
Yeah.
Like I was on a lot of pain meds.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that I was still.
And you could tell that you're a little out of it. It was just like, what's going on over there?
I didn't follow conversations,
which,
happiness, okay?
Yeah.
So back then, I couldn't follow a conversation. I couldn't have a conversation because, number one, I didn't do anything.
Okay.
And number two, I was in pain, constant pain. So why would I burden somebody else with?
So what do you mean you didn't do anything? So you didn't have anything to talk about because you weren't doing stuff?
Okay. Exactly. Okay. So,
and then you're in pain, so that's really all you want to talk about is how you are in pain, but you don't want to burden someone.
But I didn't want to burden everybody and be like, well, what do you need? Because it literally there's nothing you can do. Because
that's all we want to do is make you not be in pain.
Make me feel better.
Yeah.
But now I'm realizing I really like having conversations with people.
Yeah.
I like asking them about themselves and finding out new information.
That's awesome.
Like doing this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
we have we have conversations with people all the time and I absolutely fucking love it.
We get to learn so much. That's why I was really stoked that you're talking, like she's thinking about going back to school.
Yeah.
And I'm stoked because I went back to school during this process. And the one thing I think that helped me was like, you question everything now.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you know how your body works. You're like, oh, these things reflect this. Mm-hmm. This is how I do good versus bad. And now I can be like, okay, how do I like learn more things to make things easier for myself? Because really it's all I have to do is read and you'll find out a shit ton of stuff and it'll make you feel better.
Well, and I love reading.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys realize this, but I read
a lot.
I can read a book in a day.
Yeah.
Like 300, 400 pages a day.
Yeah.
Like I am a very fast reader. I pick.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm thinking school may just make me happy.
I think so. Because you're going to get all the interaction with people and then you get to read and learn new things about yourself and other cultures. Like,
yeah,
I had a blast learning about all.
Well, and I want to do marketing because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to do is I like to market us.
Well, and they'll teach you how to do like market research and everything.
Exactly.
And that's going to be fun.
The idea is really like it's growing on me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, does this make me happy?
That's a big deal because that's a lot of time.
It is.
Right.
And I'm not sure. Like, you know, I know we had said like if you're questioning it, maybe it doesn't make you happy. But with something like this, it's so uncertain.
It's new too. Like,
yeah.
I think this is something you have to question because I question everything. But when it comes to like the little stuff, that's when you start realizing, do I even, oh, wait, I don't like this because that's why I'm asking myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think. So last year was my year of finding happy.
That's what your goal was at the beginning of the year.
I wanted to find happiness.
Yes.
Because I didn't have it.
So we talked about this before. We were going to define what is happiness. So what is happiness to you?
Happiness to me is more of a feeling of joy. And
do you know what it looks like? What's it taste like? What's it smell like?
What does it smell like? I like that. What does it taste like? What does it smell like?
Yeah. Because it's a whole thing for me. It's like a full.
Okay,
like,
you explain yours because I'm going to have to think on the tasting and the smelling thing.
Yeah, because it's like a euphoric feeling.
Okay.
Is when I feel happy. When I like see the people around me happy and no one's dealing with drama and we're all just hanging out together and we're just like vibing and laughing together. That's when I'm like the happiest. I'm like, we're all here and we're all laughing. And it makes me feel good. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking awesome because some people don't have this. Like they don't have close friends that they can talk to and have fun with. And we get to have that. And I don't hate my job. And that's helped so much.
Yes.
Because a lot of people hate their jobs. And I used to hate my job, not where I'm at now, but I used to hate my job before. I know what it feels like.
Yeah.
It sucks. So for me, like, happiness is where, like, kind of like everything kind of comes together, whether it's work and home and friends and family, like the whole nine are kind of like gelling together. That's when it's like the perfect.
That's your perfect combo of happiness.
Yeah. Where the sun, it's really the sun's out, smells like fresh air. Like, yeah.
Okay. So take family and friends and all of that and job out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find happiness as, just for yourself?
As myself?
Yes. Because I think that's where it gets like friendships and family and all of that, that like that all plays a part in your happiness.
It does,
right?
Yeah.
But what do you, what for makes the, you feel happy?
I would
How do
say
you define it?
Calmness.
Calm. Okay.
Yeah. Where the reel's gone. You know how like the reel goes all day sometimes? Oh. Where you're just like,
nope, I have no idea what you talked about.
Right? So when the reel stops.
Yes.
And I can think and it's calm and it's not hateful. It's not negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me like, this is good. Like everything.
Just being with yourself.
Yeah. Just being like, I got it. Like I have a play. Like, when I start realizing like what I'm thankful for, that's when I feel fine. I'm like, oh yeah.
Okay. So maybe happiness has to do with thankfulness.
Yeah.
Because you're going through your list and you're saying, I have a house, I have a husband, I have a great child, even though he may irritate you sometimes.
That's right.
Shout out to you, D.
That's right.
Love you. And, you know, you've got all those things that you're thankful for, and then you feel happy.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm, like, it calms me, and then I'm just, and then I'm happy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I still don't know what makes me happy. After a year of searching and having this conversation, and probably.
I love her facial expression.
I know. I have to think. I'm like, okay. 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
My happiness would have been different.
Okay.
So my happiness. Okay. We're going to delve into this, people. You ready? Okay.
He's in it.
3 weeks ago, I would have defined happiness as a pure feeling of just happy. Like you just know it when you feel it, right? Like you just have this overwhelming, like loving feeling.
Okay.
It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain, people.
It's hard to explain how you feel.
What the fuck does happiness feel like?
Yeah.
But I would have like stated it as kind of like you had, like thankfulness. Like I had a loving husband. I have my boys, my dogs, family, most of my family, my nieces. I have, you know, I have so many people, so many friends. And, you know, this podcast is amazing. And I would have defined it differently.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward to a week later.
Yeah, like trauma happens.
Trauma. Okay, so getting a divorce. So now I'm questioning everything.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is what we're talking about. Big traumas happen. Big changes in your life happen. You have to change. You have to evolve.
Yep.
And you have to find new happiness.
You do have to find new happiness. And now you get to find it on your own. No one gets to tell you what happiness is.
Correct.
And that's probably why it's hard for you to describe it. Is because like you're kind of been told a lot about how you should feel and what you should like.
Yep.
And now you get to be like, no, I get to like whatever I want. I get to listen to any music I want. I can watch any TV that I want. I can like these brands if I want.
I can leave lights on if I want.
Yeah.
Like there are certain things that you get told that you cannot do.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait a minute. Yes, I can. Yes, I can totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think back. So we did our photo shoot.
Yeah.
And I was wearing, I know you guys have seen these photos, but the pleather pants. I love those photos, which sorry, oversharing. I'm realizing I'm sharing them a lot. the pleather leggings with that ripped shirt and my leather jacket, right? My boots. And I remember walking out of your house and I was like, why don't I dress like this more often?
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, guys, fun fact, another fun fact about Kelly, which this could be our trivia. This is going to be our Easter egg. So if you hear this, message us. I did. I told Melanie I'd find something. Fun fact about Kelly, she used to be gothic in high school.
Yeah.
Like black eyeliner all the way over my lid, black lipstick, black hair, all black clothes. Like,
I actually can't remember. Gothic. How did we start actually talking and just like gelling? Was it because of Sarah Austin?
It probably was.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I think that's the only way.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, because I was not like in Melanie's.
She wasn't in my group.
Like we've known each other.
Yeah.
For a very long time. Yeah. And we were always like aware of each other.
Right. And then all of a sudden, like, you just never left my house.
Like, hey, nothing's changed.
I know.
I still never leave your house. Hello.
I told you I'm an institution. I'm not going anywhere.
Nope. Well, and apparently I'm the institution and I'm not going anywhere. It doesn't matter if you move houses or not.
I love it.
I will find you.
She will find it.
Yeah. Oh, God. So that's a fun fact. And so I used to enjoy dressing like that.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a portion of I didn't want people to fucking talk to me. But the other part of it is I enjoyed it. I enjoyed wearing leather. I enjoyed wearing black and, you know, dressing kind of funky and, you know.
Well, that was you.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I'm like, when did I lose that?
Yeah. Because you became completely different after high school. I mean, once you met Cody. I mean, to be honest.
Yeah.
So once you met Cody, you changed, which is not a bad thing. They change us.
No, I mean,
so
it happens.
Like, you guys grow together and you guys start liking different things. And you started wearing like more girly makeup, more pink clothes. And you were happy. I mean, that's kind of makes sense. Like happier you start bringing in more color into your life.
Yeah. But was I happy?
Well, you're going to question that now because of what you went through. But
well, no, but like even in general, I mean, was I truly happy?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
This is the question. This is the question. Was I truly happy? Am I truly happy now? Which I don't know what the fuck
you
that
can't
looks
be.
Like that.
You can't be. Now, no. Now it's just like a learning thing.
100%.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I don't know. It's like, how do we figure it out?
Well, I've been learning more and more about journaling and the Bouchard journaling. It's bullet journaling.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bruchot. I think it's called Bruchot journaling. And there's like a certain things you do every morning with your journaling.
Okay.
And it's supposed to help you like just kind of really clear your head.
Okay.
Is kind of the deal.
Okay.
So we need to look more into that. But I think that would help because you have to kind of figure out, you know, what your brain wants. Basically, which is yourself being.
Well,
sense.
Yeah, but it's hard to sit down with yourself.
Yeah.
And question everything that you know about yourself.
Yeah.
You're already doing it in the way of surgery. So you're changing everything. You're questioning everything. And then in order to find your happiness, because eventually, and this is the way I look at it, eventually your weight is going to stop coming off.
Yes.
So that's not going to be your focus anymore.
Nope. I'm a prime example of that.
Yes. So what do you do?
For what? To make sure you're happy?
To make sure you're happy. Make sure you're focused. Like, because you're so focused on losing all the weight you possibly can within the first year, right?
Right.
That's what everybody says is you lose the most weight in your first year.
Yes.
So you're so focused on that. So focused. You're like, okay, I'm gonna lose this or I lost this and I'm going to get to this weight. So when you hit that weight or you hit below that weight, eventually the weight stops coming off. So what do you focus on?
I focus on doing like having experiences.
Okay.
My brain switched where it was like, okay, I want to go do things now. Mm-hmm. So what can we do? Like what's tangible?
Okay.
And we used to go to CenturyLink all the time to see, not like all the time, but we were trying to go once a year and we did that for like 3 years in a row.
That's fun.
And I always went as like overweight Melanie. And you have to like climb in those stairs to the hawk nest. Holy shit, guys.
And she's talking about CenturyLink Field.
Yeah, for the Seahawks that they play in, which just got bought out by someone else now too. I think it's AT&T or something. But I know, it's so annoying.
That's
but
dumb.
You have to go up some crazy flights of stairs. You have to walk like almost 2 miles to get into it. Like, it's a hike.
Yeah,
and I remember being in pain, just sweaty and gross. Just like, you know, I sweat around my mouth. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, this is not attractive at all. Like, this is all like worse. And like the thing was like redoing those things. So okay. like going smaller so I can know what it feels like now.
Okay.
And then finally going on a plane because like I haven't been on a plane since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So my biggest deal is like I didn't want to be in the country when I was 30. And my goal was to be have the surgery and lose weight by the time I was 30. That was the
which you met.
30 was my goal, my draw the line moment was like you can't be this big by the time you're 30. This is not okay. The into your 30s mm-hmm. this big. Because I've always heard it's way harder for you after mm-hmm. 30, which I don't know that's really true, but
because I lost weight I was over 30.
Right. And so that's I'm like I don't know if that's true, but that was mm-hmm. just my goal in my head. I was like, "Okay, so I did that." And then I was like, we're going out of the country, damn it. Mm-hmm. We went to Mexico, had a blast. And then after that, I was just like, I want to go do things. Like that set up a whole trajectory of like, mm-hmm. I don't care what the scale says. I just want to have fun.
So non-scale victories.
Yeah. I was like,
essentially.
Yeah, I was focused on non-scale
without
victories.
Without you knowing what they were.
Yep. Because I didn't know what they were until you started surgery. I'm like, what is an NSV? I don't understand.
Oh, my God. Non-scale victory. Let's say it together, folks.
I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. Like, I wish I would have thought of that back in the day because mm-hmm. I would have made myself probably happier sooner because I was celebrating those. Because I wasn't celebrating. I didn't know. I was just like, oh, this is fun. I can do this now.
You find happiness. Bleh, bleh, bleh. I don't know what the fuck that was. You find happiness in non-scale victories and doing things.
Yes.
So
yes.
Activities.
Activities.
Instead of sitting at home.
I don't want to be home anymore. At all.
Okay.
At all. Like, I don't mind being home, like, because we make sure our backyard looks really pretty because yes. we're very about, like, if we are going to be home, then it needs to be, mm-hmm. like, clean.
Yeah.
Clean lines, everything.
Yes.
It's basic. It is just grass and bark dust, fellas and ladies, but, like,
fellas
and ladies. Because, like, if we're going to be home, we want, like, to look at nice things. That's kind of our rule.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Right? So we either experience our backyard or our bar, and that's why we mm-hmm. built one, or now when we go out.
Yeah.
So.
Eventually, we'll be able to go out.
We'll get to go out again. Yeah. And what really helped, too, is not to, like, plug all these other podcasts that I listen to, but, like, Eric introduced me to podcasts also. Mm-hmm. So I was probably year two.
Okay.
Actually, not even year two. I was probably, like, 6 months in.
Oh.
Actually, because I was working at the Department of Revenue when I started listening to podcasts.
Okay.
And that was Joe Rogan. So I've always loved comedians.
Yes.
My biggest one is George Carlin. That's the one that me and Dad watched all the time. Mm. And I love him and Robin Williams and Eddie Murphy. Like, the list goes on. But I didn't realize they had podcasts of comedians that just talk all day.
That's funny.
I was like, oh, this is amazing. But Joe likes to also have doctors on. And Dr. Rhonda Patrick is one of my favorites that goes on there. Because she does everything about, like, your biological and, like, how certain things you eat affect you and don't affect you. And as I was going through this process, like, hell yeah, that's pretty cool to know because I need to know what my protein levels are. Because she talks about that. She's, like, talks about what foods are, like, gets the best nutrition and how to cook with it. Like, she's just fucking amazing.
I love that.
So I learned a lot through that. And then now – that brought me to think of like, oh, I want to go see these people in person. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going out of the house. I get to meet. Mm-hmm. I get to meet these people because this is what inspired the podcast for me because I want to travel and meet people, give them hugs, take selfies, and that's what they do with all their people. Mm. So going and enjoying that, I was like, oh my God, I laugh all the time, and then it helped me be able to tell a story better because I'm listening to professionals tell stories all day. So it helped me like grow as a person. Just listening to these people.
Yeah. Well, and then you question your own thoughts.
Yeah. You're like, do I really like agree with that person? Not that person. Mm-hmm. I go look up stuff now to make sure I understand exactly what people are talking about. And then I open my list of like I listen to all sorts of podcasts now because I didn't even know that was a world.
Yes.
I didn't know that existed. And there's just so much knowledge out there. So like I feel like going through this process, you get to learn about all the things you like. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of different stuff.
There's a lot of different stuff.
I didn't think that I would like a lot of different stuff. And I always like kind of pinch hold myself because I just assumed because I was bigger that I wouldn't like these things. That this isn't meant for me. And realizing that's a really dumb thought And it doesn't matter what size you are, you can like all sorts of different things.
I wonder how many people feel like that.
Right?
Like you're not allowed to like certain things because you're plus size.
Yeah. Because you're, oh, you won't like that. You're bigger. Like you can't really get into that concert or that show, or so why even try?
Huh.
You know? Because now I love punk rock shows. I never thought I'd like punk rock shows. That was like the last thing I thought I would like. And I love them to fucking death. Like, I didn't know that I liked ska music before I didn't know it was called ska. Like, it's stupid. Like,
You just didn't know.
No, I had to relearn music. Like, I just stopped listening to music. I realized when I would say maybe like after I got married to Eric, mm-hmm. My knowing of new music stopped.
Huh.
And then I didn't start learning more music until after I had the weight loss.
Why did you stop?
I have no idea.
So another fun fact, Melanie loves music.
Yeah.
Like I can remember going over when Dylan was like not even a year, mm-hmm. I don't think. Was this before we moved in with you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we would sit in the living room with MTV music videos.
That's right.
On the TV.
Yeah.
And we would just listen to music.
All night, all day.
All night. Like, it was constantly on. Yeah. Like, Dylan didn't watch normal shows. Like, he watched music videos with
probably
us.
Probably why he, like, dances and loves music, too. Because, like,
that's
yeah. And yeah. So I don't know why. Like, it just kind of stopped. And then once I got smaller, I could go to shows. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the rush of music came back. And I realized, like, it doesn't matter what I like.
No.
Because I know this is totally from Eric, because he hates, by the way, the music that we listened to in the 2000s.
Oh, really?
Oh, he hates it. Talk to him about Limp Bizkit, guys. Go right now and DM my husband. It's X Eric Vaughn X on Instagram. That's his handle. And just ask him how much he hates Limp Bizkit.
Oh, my God.
Like, it is hilarious. But we liked Limp Bizkit. We liked Blink-182. We liked Korn. We liked... You know,
all of the alternative.
And he would make fun of that. He hates Linkin Park. Like, and we went and saw them. And I fucking love.
We did. We saw Linkin Park. I loved it. Yeah. That was such a fun show.
That was a badass show.
Because it was Hoobastank.
Opened.
And there was another one that was well known.
It was. I can picture them too. Because they're like really 90s grunge looking.
POD.
Yeah. POD.
Yeah.
Was there.
So it was Hoobastank, POD, and Linkin Park.
And it was a great freaking show.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
But that's not his music. He's way more punk rock, like the whole, like, NoFX, Bad Religion.
Yes.
And that type. Yes. Which I genuinely enjoy. I just didn't know who they were when we were listening to them. Like, I knew that – I knew now that I actually know all this stuff. But I didn't realize, like, who they were until Eric's like, oh, that's this person, that's this person. Yes. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Just so you know, she keeps hitting my leg. Like, touching my leg.
So that
your hand is so effing cold. Oh, my God.
It doesn't feel cold.
Like, you touched my leg and I was just like, oh, my God, are you an icicle?
I am an icicle.
You're a snowman? Snowwoman.
So, anyways. So, yeah. So finding the stuff that makes you happy is super important. So just kind of like I suggest once a month, just try something new.
Yeah. That's a great tip because – or trying something over again.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I'll go through, like, spurts of liking stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll read for a little bit. I'll read for a month straight, like, nonstop. I'm just reading.
Okay.
And then I'll kind of fall off of it.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I try reading again, I'm like, oh, yeah, I love reading.
Yeah, you forgot that you liked it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would recommend, like, retrying things. Mm-hmm. Because you never know. I mean, you could be like, don't really feel like reading this month. And then the next month be totally into it.
Yeah.
And genuinely finding things that when you are alone gives you that happy feeling.
I think that's important because like the first year you're so focused on the food and the weight that it's just you don't think about it. You're like, I have to do these things.
Yes.
These are the things I have to follow. Here's the list. And then year two and three, you're like, wait. What do I do now? Because it's all the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So now you have to figure out what you can do throughout the day to make you happy.
Yeah.
And if your job doesn't make you happy, then you got to have a hobby. I'm all about hobbies. People need hobbies. It's so important for you.
Before this, I didn't really ever have a hobby. Mm-mm. I mean, I took photos, but it was a job.
Right. You turned your hobby into a job.
And then I scrapbooked for a little while.
Yes, you did.
But then fell off of that because the photography took over my life. And now the podcast has taken over my life. And I'm totally fine with that.
Totally fine with that. But like,
the feeling that I get when we record or when we talk, will you stop bumping me?
Nope.
Oh my God, she's trying to play footsie with me. Stop it.
The feeling you get.
Recording. The feeling when we are doing podcast stuff, mm-hmm. like talking to people, doing stories, talking about it with each other, coming up with ideas for episodes, like what we're going to, like everything that we do podcast related makes me incredibly happy.
Ditto. Yeah.
And so I feel like now that I've kind of pinpointed that feeling in myself,
okay,
I'm, because I've really, really thought about it. Like, what makes me happy? I thought my husband made me happy. Not so much anymore. I know my puppy dogs make me happy.
But I think that's the wording there is that needs to be changed, because it's like people can't. Yes, they can make you happy, but you need to be happy with yourself.
Exactly. And I'm still trying to figure that out,
yeah.
because I don't know what makes me happy. I really I know my dogs do.
Yeah.
Being I know this podcast
animals.
Does.
Yeah.
I know my friends do. But other than that, like, that's all people. That's
right.
all things. Like, you know, the feeling that I get when we get to talk on here.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this. People that have gone to therapy will know. Like, when you leave a therapy session and you just are like, ah.
Yep. That calmness.
Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm sitting here talking with you or with an interview, I get that feeling, like,
mm-hmm.
like, it's just nice.
It is. It's nice to just get to know people and learn from people and just, like.
And not only that, but talk through
things.
Yeah. Because we get a lot of information. And just like we are today, like, this is not a planned episode. Like, we don't have an outline for this. We are purely just having a conversation.
Yep.
And a lot of things come to light in your own brain as you're either talking, I'm talking, like we're kind of working out the logistics.
All the logistics, because like with the music thing, like I think that was just me wrapped up in like Eric and working.
Yeah, 100%. I could see that.
That's all it was. I was just too wrapped up in like, I got to take care of Eric and Dylan and I got to go to work, and there wasn't time for me to like do stuff that I liked. I didn't know. I was just like serving people, and I was never serving myself. I didn't realize like, oh, I like this type of music. I like this type of movies. Why aren't we seeing these type of things? Mm-hmm. Like, until the surgery, and like it opened up my mind of like, because now that I can't eat my feelings.
You have to realize.
You have to actually think about all the things that you didn't want to think about. Mm-hmm. And you're realizing, oh, it's because I dread going over here.
Yes.
This wasn't making me happy. These people, when I come over, I don't feel exhausted afterwards. Mm-hmm. And they say that's a big deal. If you feel exhausted after you're hanging out with someone, mm-hmm. then you need to recheck that relationship.
Reevaluate that.
Because there's a reason why you feel drained. And you should not feel drained after you talk to someone.
You should feel happy.
You don't have to feel happy, but you definitely don't have to feel like, oh, I don't want to have to do that again in the next couple of weeks. Like,
oh,
type of deal.
That's kind of bad.
Yeah.
If that's the feeling you're getting.
Mm-hmm. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever leave being like, ugh, then, like, why are you going over there anymore? What's the point?
Okay, so.
Why are we wasting our time?
Let's continue that.
Yeah, I learned through this process it's about time. I value my time more.
Well, no, I'm thinking that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're talking about. When we talk things through,
yep.
other things come to light.
Yeah.
So, if you're feeling drained, or you're saying, like, don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. you need to reevaluate things, right?
Yeah.
So anything that you do that doesn't make you happy should make you feel drained, or
anything that does not make you happy,
correct,
is making you feel drained.
Yes.
Yes. So that's a great, like, scale line, I guess, like a
right?
barometer, like a
yeah.
reading on it is like, hey, if that makes you feel like that, then maybe you shouldn't do that anymore.
Exactly. Like, if you're going out with friends and you feel drained when you're done and you're just like, ugh,
mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to that. Or I know if you're getting ready to go see somebody and you're just like, oh, I do not want to do this. That is a
very telling.
That is a telling sign that maybe this person, maybe this subject, maybe this activity.
Yeah, because it can be anything.
Is not making you happy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because I learned that with a friend. Remember when they stopped talking to me? And I thought it was going to be really hard that they stopped talking to me. And then I realized, like,
it was actually a relief.
It was a relief. And I wasn't stressed out anymore. My head wasn't so, like, fogged up with, like, negative talk. And
yeah, because we had a conversation and I was like, dude, like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
For somebody that you're not getting sex from.
Right. And it's just your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just the expectation I was under was a lot of stress. And I was realizing, like, once we stopped talking, I was like, I have more time. I feel chill. I'm not anxious. Like, me and Eric aren't, like, fighting or questioning things, because that was a whole nother ball game. People, check your friends and then check yourself and how you treat your spouse, because, like, I was taking on something else from a different marriage of how, like, how she perceived things from her husband. Then she would tell me about it and then think that I would need to question my husband the same way. And we're different people. And that's the deal. You have to remember, you're different people. So understand, like, just because this situation worked for your friends might not work for your relationship.
100%.
And you have to remember that, because, like, I was trying to figure out, like, why is Eric getting so, like, defensive? And it's realized, it's like, why am I questioning his motives so much? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's because I have a friend questioning me about his motives, and she's not in this relationship. I'm in this relationship.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I really, with her being gone, I'm so much happier.
Yeah.
So you have to, like,
100%. I will agree with that. You are way more happy.
Yeah.
Because you don't have that expectation. You don't have that dread of being like, ugh, I have to go talk to her today.
Yeah. So people, check your friends, because during this process, they become shitty. Unfortunately, you get to see who the real friends are when you go through surgery.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I am now understanding how true that is.
Yeah. People are assholes.
People suck.
People suck. People are selfish.
They're 100% selfish. And we are so angry during this subject because certain things happened and things came out. I'm not going to name names, but, you know, people being assholes just because they are not in tune with themselves or they're not ready to heal.
Haters gonna hate. That's what I hate.
That's a perfect way of putting it.
They show their colors of, oh, you're a hater.
Yep.
That's who you are.
You know, it sucks because, like, in the midst of a divorce, and me and Cody have been together for 12 fucking years. We have a lot of mutual friends.
Yeah, of course.
Any marriage does, right? Yeah.
When you're together that long, too, you build strong relationships. So we're not saying that that's not a thing, because, like, you do.
You do, definitely do. But when you have friends that get divorced, like, you're almost forced to pick a side, right?
Almost, yeah.
Because, I mean, that's not what's happening with me and Cody. I won't pick a side. Like, I'm not going to tell my friends you can't talk to this person that you've known for 12 years. I'm just not going to do that.
No.
But there are certain levels.
That's just egotistical of you to be like, don't do that.
Yeah. We're getting divorced, but so don't talk to him.
Yeah.
No.
No.
That's not how it works.
But there's always, like, code. And the code is that if you are dealing with the divorcees, it's the same thing how you would treat children. You 100% you have to, because in front of your kids, you're not allowed to talk about the other person, right?
Bad about the other person.
You can't talk
correct.
Bad about the other person.
Yes.
So same sense. If you're that friend, you don't talk to each other about anything, about what anybody says, anybody does, what they act like. You keep it plain Jane
conversations.
Like, those don't get arisen at all.
That makes a lot of sense.
You have to treat them like children.
Okay.
But that not... What has happened?
That is not what has happened. People are fucking assholes, man.
So then you start realizing, like, okay, who do you want around you?
Yeah.
Who do you want around you? Well, who makes you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Who makes you feel good at the end of the day?
You.
Aw.
This fly is trying to attack me, people.
It's so funny because I just saw it. I think you might have got it.
It's like a fruit fly. Anyways, so yes, I feel like this... there is a draining quality mm-hmm. about them. And I'm being kind of, what's the word?
Vague?
Vague for a reason. There is a draining quality.
Yeah.
And the more we are discussing this, the more I'm realizing this.
Yeah, it could be anything, whether it's people, mm-hmm. food, activities, realizing like, oh, wait, I do like to go to concerts. Why haven't I gone? That's interesting.
We had that conversation.
We did.
Very recently.
Yeah. Like, why am I not doing the things that I actually enjoy? Like, so this journey is going to mm-hmm. teach you in year two and three that you have to find those things.
This new journey mm-hmm. of being single, Kelly.
Yeah.
I am very much going to start saying yes to things and going to shows and doing these things. And, hey, if I go to a show and I don't like it, guess what? I don't have to go again.
Yeah. It's just an experience. Mm-hmm. And then it's something that you can talk about later.
Exactly.
Like, why not?
I want to be able to go and have fun and enjoy my time with my friends.
Yeah.
And be able to sit with myself. And I think this is a biggie for me.
Okay.
Be able to sit with myself and not question all the different things.
Sorry, Dylan's talking.
Dylan? Ryan. She's texting him. He's going to be in trouble. Oh, my. These headphones, man. Oh, they kill my ears. You got it?
I'm traded. Sorry, guys.
I need new headphones. These just, they're like, they're too flat here. There's no room yeah. for your ear to like sit. Okay. Anyways. So I think the big part of it is being able to sit with yourself and feel content.
Yes.
So I feel like contentness equals happiness.
Well, and people say that happiness is not a destination, it's a mindset.
That's another good one.
Yeah, because like it's like what you're saying, you have to sit with yourself.
Yeah.
And what does that feel like?
Well, right now it feels very unsettling.
Yeah.
Because I have so much going on mm-hmm. that if I don't stay busy,
then you start reeling.
I start freaking out.
Yeah.
So, because there are a lot of things to do. My to-do list keeps growing and growing, and I don't know what the future looks like.
Nope.
I mean, nobody really knows what the future looks like. But I don't have any clue on what's yeah. even the next month is going to look like.
Right. So you're
I'm in an unknown world.
You're in unknown territory right now.
So I don't know what happiness looks like right mm-hmm. now. I know that I like doing this.
I was going to say, do you know what you want it to be? Like, is,
you know, content.
You want to be content.
I want to be able to, like I said, sit with myself, and just be present
okay.
with myself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes 100% sense.
Okay. Because I'm like, I don't know if this makes sense to anybody at all. Because I don't even know if it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But I just want to be, happy.
I think for me, it's like so simple. It's like, I just want, it's the whole stupid feed me, fuck me thing. Like, I'm very easy to please. Like,
oh my God.
You know, there's just certain things that just make it easier. And those two things are definitely on the table. Like, that needs to happen. But it's more or less like, I just want all my, like, it's, I just want my bills paid. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to do this podcast mm-hmm. and hang out with my family. That's all I want, like, at the end of the day, is just bills paid, hanging out with you, and hanging out with my family.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple. Keep it easy. I just want to, like, do those things. I'm not trying to do anything crazy.
No.
No. And I want to be able to go on a vacation every once in a while.
Yes.
And knowing that that's on the table.
San Diego.
That's right. Like, because that's where we're going. But knowing that those, like, are achievable because – and when I grew up, like, that was not a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, vacations were only something that rich people did.
Yeah, so, we didn't go on vacations.
So we would only – and what's funny is I don't think they ever looked into it. Because, like, if you really look into a vacation, especially for, like, a family of three, like, mm-hmm. it's expensive, but you can save for that. Like, it's very doable if you make the right choices.
Yes.
Because my family did not make some good choices.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Yeah. But that's where I've learned from those mistakes. And it's like, mm-hmm. hey, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Bills get paid mm-hmm. first, and then we get to figure it out. And that's why my thing is, like, I'm down with this universal income thing that they're trying to push out there because, like, if you think about it, no one asked to be born.
No.
Okay, so we're just here.
Yes.
And we have to live, and there are certain things you have to have to live, which is water and food and, like, the gas and electric.
Yes.
And housing. So if we can just have those paid, everybody would be happier.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have to you wouldn't have to worry about, oh, am I going to lose my house this month because I can't make the payment?
Exactly. And they say the more that you have your bases, like, covered, mm-hmm. the better you can be as a person because now you find hobbies and things that you like to do. It mm-hmm. opens up a whole new level of experience because instead of being, like, survivor mode all the time, how am I supposed to pay the rent? How am I supposed to feed these kids? How am I supposed to eat? How am I supposed to get gas in this car? Like, that, the worry at all times, like, that's not fun.
Okay, so light bulb moment.
Yeah.
So you're talking about that, the before of worrying all about these different things, right? Mm-hmm. So do you think pre-op is kind of like that?
Yeah.
You're worried about, what am I going to eat? What are they going to think? Am I too big for this? Mm-hmm. Is this going to be too exhausting for me?
Yep.
All of those thoughts,
right? All the time. For everything you would do is all calculated.
And then surgery gives you this clean slate, right?
Yep.
You're starting from scratch. And so your concerns aren't all those different things have to do with your weight.
Yeah, they kind of, like, fall to the wayside, and now you can focus.
So then now you can focus on, do I like shows?
Yeah.
Do I like this music? Do I like even watching movies?
Yeah.
Was that something that I did just because I stayed home because it was easier that way? You know, all of those different mm-hmm. thoughts.
Well, that's how I found out I hated Star Wars. Yeah, I said it.
I said it. I meant it.
I have a Star Wars lightsaber on my finger. I thought I liked Star Wars. No, I don't. Stop making movies. You're done.
That's how she feels about the Marvel movies.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
I love Marvel.
We need better writing. And the writing's great. It's just, like, I'm tired of the same old, same old.
No, I love it.
Like,
every single
heroes,
time.
Like, I get it.
Every
I'm
time.
I'm over it.
Keep making them. Keep saturating the market. Marvel. No, never stop. Never stop. I love it. But they are making a new...
the shows.
Venom movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so excited because that's another one of my favorites. I will watch that movie over and over and over again. I think it's hysterical.
You're so funny.
But anyways.
But yeah, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have realized how much I really didn't like a movie franchise if I didn't start questioning the things that I liked. Because I actually genuinely have a better time watching anything Star Trek than I do Star Wars. I realize that it's Netflix's fault. I genuinely like TV shows more than I like movies.
Oh,
Because I get to connect with the character, I get to, like, see more hours of them, like in their story.
Okay.
Than I do in, like, a 2-hour movie.
And that makes sense.
And I like breaks.
I like breaks.
I'm so tired. I don't like to sit for a 3-hour movie.
Oh, that's very accurate.
Yeah. I will not see movies if I know how long, if they're too long. I'm, like, not wasting 3 hours right now.
I love movies.
I have to waste 3 hours on my time where it's, like, late at night in my bedroom, like,
where you can fall asleep whenever you want,
or I can just get up to go pee.
You know, that's pause. One thing that COVID brought us is all these new movies are, like, dropping onto Netflix and Disney Plus and everything because they can't release them into theaters.
Right.
It's kind of nice.
It's so nice.
To be able to watch movies at home.
Yeah.
I do like movies. Now,
I'm realizing that I do like movies. I'm just, I don't like franchises anymore.
Okay.
I need more of original thought. I need you to, like, hey, guess what? Your audience is smarter than you think they are. So just stop pantering to the dumb, like, you know, one-liners. Like, come on now.
Don't ever stop. No.
Hey, I love Jon Favreau and all the Marvel movies. I do like them. It's just I'm done seeing them. I'm done with Spider-Man.
That's fine.
Stop it. with Spider-Man.
No, we because need real time. No.
Why? They just get worse.
No, they don't. The newer Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man was good.
Yes, it was good. The second one was not good.
Yeah, it's always the second one.
No, but the one that the Spider-Man that's in the Marvel movies, the kid.
Yeah, he's the best Spider-Man so far.
Hands down. Will you stop kicking me?
Nope. I'm rotating my ankle.
She's kicking me, people. I don't know why we're fighting about this.
I know.
Right
we totally on. Are.
Yeah.
We,
but
way off tangent.
Marvel rules. Don't listen to Melanie. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Continue making them forever.
But you know what I did
end
learn?
End of story.
Okay. You know what I did learn that I liked? Was me and mom went and saw, Rocky Horror Picture Show in show.
Yes.
Like, and as a play.
Yes.
Downtown.
Yes.
And that was a blast. And I would have never done that before because I was too scared to sit in those seats. I was so scared because couldn't fit into the Northern Lights seats. Like, I was like,
really?
My rolls would go all into the sides and just be like in.
You'd
and
be like in pain. Wedged.
Yeah, like wedged in there. It's so uncomfortable. So I know that's just like any other theater. So I'm like, yep, not doing that. But if I get to do now stuff with my mom that I would never have done before.
And you enjoyed it.
And enjoyed it. We did that. We've seen Bret Michaels in concert, which is crazy. Salt and Pepper, like Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
I go to see shows now with my mom because I feel more comfortable with my skin because I can go places.
I liked going to see, even though it was with my ex, the Frozen play. That was so fun. It was so – and The Lion King.
Yep.
Like, those are two, like, big – like, they put – it's a production.
Right.
And, like – even if it was, I love Disney movies. I don't really give a shit. I love Disney.
Do you?
I do.
Are you sure?
Like, it makes me happy to watch. I will
so
watch.
So we know that, guys.
Yes.
That makes her happy.
I will Disney watch movies. Disney movies over and over and over again. I've probably seen Frozen 2 more than most kids.
I believe that.
Yes.
I 100% believe that.
Yes. Samantha.
Samantha. Oh, is that from Frozen?
Yeah,
the
Olaf. Thing.
Yeah.
He's like, Samantha. I don't even know a Samantha.
Oh, my God.
That's the best part.
So what we are saying.
Yes.
Is just check all avenues. This is, does not have to be obviously related to weight loss.
No.
Because finding yourself is not just about the weight.
No.
Like, remember that. Like, that's
it's
not.
It's making your life your life.
Well, yeah, because, like, it's a whole – it's a round thing. Like, it's a round thing.
Are you talking about the earth?
No, just, like, because, like, I was thinking more, like, your brain, how rounded it is and how you need to fulfill it. So it's, like, how to make you happy. And so, like, you need to be able to do, like – think about all the things that you like.
You mean well-rounded.
Well-rounded, yes.
I'm like, what are you talking about? What is round? I don't understand.
A well-rounded person.
Well-rounded.
Yeah.
It's a well-rounded happiness journey.
Yes, because it's not going to be just one thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I think that's a lot to put on one thing for it to, like, if this one thing sucks and I'm never happy. Mm. Like, that's a lot of pressure
that
to
is
put
a lot
on
of pressure.
That one item. I don't know what that is, but, like, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Just like I'm a firm believer in you need to have a couple different friends, not all the same friends. And
you can't hang out with, I mean, unless you're me and Melanie, you can't hang out with the same person every day, all day and not get anything. Like, it's just not physically possible.
No.
Mentally possible for you to be functioning if you only saw one person for the rest of your life.
Well, not even just that, like giving yourself 100% to someone else is a lot to ask for too, out of someone.
Yes.
And so it's not fair to them. It's like, hey, like we need to have different friends that actually like fulfill you in that way. And you're like, because Kelly does something different for me than what Shelby does, what Anne does, what Emily does. Like, those are my four girls, and those are the ones that do different things. And there's no way I can ask all of that out of one person.
No.
And I'm happy when I'm with each of these people because they fulfill me in a different way. I know she wants to say it. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
And even that's like that with your spouse. You can't expect them to be your – like, they can't be 100% all the time.
No, you can't expect to be with your spouse all day, every day, and not want to kill each other. You can't.
And any partner that you have, like, you can't expect them to be at 100%. Like, it just is not feasible.
No.
It's just not.
Everybody needs a break.
Yeah.
Everybody needs, like, friendship in a different way, you know, because I have you and I have Cole, and those you guys give me different things. Like, we had talked about how Cole likes to play the devil's advocate.
Yep.
And you don't. Mm-mm. And so she gives me that, where you are more like, okay, how you doing?
I give you the love.
Yes.
She gives you the tough love and I give you the love.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because I know me personally, I know I feel like that's what you need out of me. Mm. And she gives the devil's advocate so easy that it's
well,
like,
and I know that's what to expect from her.
Yeah.
Like, I know it as I'm saying things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's going to come back and bite me in the ass. I know it. But, yeah, I think that you can't – I mean, finding friends, finding people in your life that fulfill you in different ways.
Yeah, because your family is supposed to help support you. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to be checking in with them. Like, what kind of support do you need with them? Because mm-hmm. everybody in your family doesn't have to give you, like, the same support. It can all be a little bit different here
Correct.
And there.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to expect my mom to go on walks with me. But I probably would my brother if mm-hmm. he was in town, because he just had the surgery. And he wants to go on walks. And so I would get that out of him.
Yeah.
For her, I would get the talk. So it's like, kind of learn what you need from people, I think, is a really important way to find your happy. Because
pinpointing that.
Pinpointing that. What you actually need.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Mentally, physically. Like, because with Emily, she really showed me how to, like, have fun and not really care, like, where you're at. Mm-hmm. Like, we can be just walking down the road and just being goofy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's totally fine. Who cares who sees you right now?
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't matter.
No.
Like, just be you. And that's, like, something I got out of her. And then, like, out of you, it's, like, a more, like, fun, upbeat love. Like, mm-hmm. we're just, like, playing around. Mm-hmm. And so it's different. So
it
it's
is
like,
different.
And so I like that. Like, that's so important. But I didn't know that unless I was actually, like, oh, what do I like out of this person? Mm-hmm. What do they help me with?
Maybe ask yourself that with each thing in your life. Mm-hmm. Like, as you come across it, like, do I like cooking?
Yeah.
What do I get out of cooking other than not being incredibly fat anymore?
I mean, that's what I learned why I like cleaning. I didn't realize how much I liked it until mm-hmm. after surgery. It makes me feel like I've accomplished something.
So maybe like using the combination of journaling.
Yeah.
And going through different aspects of your life. Say and like kind of almost listing them, and you could do one a night.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, music. What kind of music do I like? Do I genuinely enjoy this?
And what comes to your brain right away? Like,
yeah.
Don't like try to overthink it. Just be like, okay, bands, boom, and just start going, mm-hmm. and you'll see actually what you like.
Yeah. And yeah. It's okay to like a million different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like everything from like opera to hard rock screaming music. Like,
yeah,
I like everything.
And I totally forgot about that until someone asked you what kind of music you like and you said opera. I'm like, oh yeah, she fucking does. I forgot yeah. all about how much you like that.
I love classical, love yeah. opera. Sometimes I'll sit in the bathtub and I'll listen to, like, I'll put on Rain.
Oh yeah,
like the sound of thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. And I just sit in the tub and just chill to that.
That's really cool.
Because there's sometimes you just don't need, like, you don't want anything extra in your brain.
Yeah. I don't want to think anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's, like, tub time.
That's why I like the showers.
Yeah.
That's why I like showers, yeah.
But you listen to music, right? Or podcasts?
It's both. It depends on the mood. So if I don't yeah. want if I don't want someone talking at me, then I don't turn on the podcast. That's what I think
talking
it is.
At me.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't want anybody talking at me because then I have to think. Mm. With music, you don't have to think. You can just feel it.
You can zone out.
Yeah.
That's why I like the rain.
Yeah.
The thunderstorms.
That makes sense. Like today, I just didn't have, not today, yesterday when I showered, no music, no nothing.
Oh.
Just complete silence.
You were just like, I need the quiet.
I just need the quiet.
Sometimes and I think, it makes you happy.
Yeah.
To just,
you just have to listen to yourself. I think that's what we're
that's
trying
a big
to
one.
Like gather here is like finding your happy is like just listening to yourself.
Yes.
And don't let people try to like push their own agenda on you
mm-hmm.
because like certain little things that they say all day will make you start skewing a different way mm-hmm. of how to thinking and what you actually like versus what you don't like.
Yeah.
So
I like
just
it.
Know that because that's happened to me a shit ton with Eric and that's Eric with music. Cause
yeah.
I get it with music with him because he loves music. He's produced his own album.
He's passionate. Yes.
He's very passionate about it. But it's like hey, man, I can still like what I like.
That's the thing is, like, Eric likes, he likes what he likes, and he doesn't want anybody else to not like what he likes.
Yes.
But it's like, there's a whole world of music out there.
Mm-hmm. That I'm allowed to like what I like.
You are allowed to like it. It's kind of like you're allowed to feel your feelings.
Yes.
That's the exact same kind of thing that you're going for when you're like, I am allowed to like this.
Yeah, with like, you know, our shows that we like. It's just, it's almost like what entertainment does for me. It does make me happy. I know I'm not the only one in that boat.
No, and not at all.
And finding out what entertainment you really genuinely like and then go, hey, don't be rude to me because I like it. Like,
yeah,
it's meant, this is why they make it. It's meant for me. Mm-hmm. And that's actually where me and Eric would butt heads so much with music. And I'd be like, I actually told him one time, like, I can't talk to you about music anymore.
Oh.
Because, like, he gets so in his ways about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, man, that show or that music is not meant for you.
No.
And he's like, he just looked at me, he's like, you're right. I'm like, it's not, like, that's not, it was meant for the 16-year-old girl that's jumping up and down in the little mosh pit.
It yes.
It's not meant for you.
That was, yeah, correct.
And he's just like, oh. And I was like, yeah. Just remember, there's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to like those things. It's totally okay.
That is correct.
Like, I like Fred Durst. I know. Eric hates it. And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Please DM him.
Please DM him. Everybody, do it now.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to
this episode? No, I think that pretty much covers everything. We're still in self-discovery zone of trying to find happy. So as we figure it out, you know, we'll let you guys know. And if you're listening to this and you've kind of found a little tip or trick to finding your happy, we want to know.
Yeah, because we want to help you guys and ourselves, because like, I'll take any type of scenario and I'll try to use it.
Yes.
Because it doesn't hurt to try something.
No,
not at all. I think that's also something I found out with this journey that made me happy, is like, it doesn't hurt to try. Mm-hmm. Because it's already a no when you don't try.
Yes.
It's not going to happen if you don't try it. So you already know what that feels like.
Let's make this the year of yes.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
Say yes to everything unless you know you hate it. Like heights, that is a big no for me. But everything else,
yeah.
I want to do everything.
I'm going
to
do all the things.
I want to have fun.
Yeah. Having fun is like number one priority.
Yeah.
Because we're like, I've said it so many times and it's such, and I said it before Eminem, and that's not fair. But you only have like, what do you say? Like one shot?
Yep.
Yeah.
We love Eminem.
We love Eminem. But yeah, you only have one life, guys.
Yes.
Like, we want to be happy.
Enjoy it.
So journal, write shit down.
Try to figure out what makes you happy.
Do a mental check on yourself, your friends.
Let us know what makes you happy.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
All right. You've been listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast, and we will see you next time.
That's right.
Bye. Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP, where you can get exclusive content. We would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logo, Nick Dukes for our web design, Dylan Godfrey for our editing, and Eric Vaughn from 17th Street Studios for our music and recording space. Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life podcast. We are breaking the stigma of weight loss and weight loss surgery one episode at a time.